And we are back from recess. We're with Nikki Lawrence. Nikki, what do you have for us?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is this week's agenda forms that you'll be discussing specifically for today. I just wanted you gentlemen to have that.
That's the costumes coming up in a little bit. Vacancies, is that the gentleman came upstairs? Oh, board met vacancies. No, employment vacancies. Is that today?
Yes, it is.
Where? I didn't see it.
You're right, it's not on there.
It must have fallen off, that's right. Then we've got, that's the biosolids. We've seen that. And then the key highway. Is this the contract?
Bob, with MoDOT.
Bob, you reviewed this contract, right? The T Highway 76 MoDOT contract, I think you have, haven't you?
I have reviewed it, and I just have a few comments regarding it.
Okay, that's the only thing, so.
What's this behind? Well, that's this.
That's your 1 o'clock.
That's the 1 o'clock, okay.
And this is?
That's the KDOT. Have you talked to Randy?
Randy was here and then left.
Okay, so he's ready.
I guess I didn't get to chat with him. He was right here and then turned around and had to leave. I was in kind of a conversation out there.
Are we going to take up that contract or no?
I think in a minute or two.
Okay.
Is that it, Nikki?
No.
I didn't think so.
We were talking about the agenda and... I just like to kind of go over it. Do we want times? Do we want to just go straight on through? I've heard conflicting things from each of you gentlemen.
That's a great question.
Well, the reason I mentioned what I did this morning is it's just awkward to open the meeting and then call a recess in 8 or 10 minutes. It just doesn't... doesn't sit well with me. That's the reason I brought that up. I think that personally, I would rather that once we start a meeting, we just continue the flow of one thing after another. We can, in fact, call a recess at any time we want, that we need a recess. But the tradition was that you have, for the past few years, had a break, right, after the initial opening.
That's correct.
Yes.
I just think it disrupts, personally. But
all right.
Oh, no. Do you guys share with me here if we're going to...
Well, the challenge, I'll be on the other side. I'm for the time slots, but the challenge is when we're inviting people to come to a meeting to participate, such as the KDOC discussion later on today, what time is he supposed to be here is the question. He's at the bottom of the 9:30 time.
I got you.
That could mean... It could mean 11:30, 11:45, or it could mean 9:45. And that's the reason that's the challenge I have when we don't have times is what does Nikki, who's setting these appointments up, tell the people what time to be here?
Yeah, my thinking about that is if we offer specific times,
right.
I think that's good, whether it's a 10-minute slot or a 15-minute slot. If we run over, then we just try to catch up on the next, if at all possible. But it gives an individual and it also gives the public an idea of when a particular meeting is going to come up. So if we have, for example, cost apportionment agreement for T Highway project, and that's 11 o'clock, then people know we're not going to discuss it until 11.
Right.
And they don't have to sit here wondering if it's going to be at 9:35. Or they don't have to come in at 9 o'clock and wait until 11:55. It's just...
I know on our calendar that Nikki and Jillian use, but Nikki sets up the time slot so she doesn't overbook. I see that a lot of times. But I know that specifically you don't put those are for us basically to know what the approximate timeline is.
Correct.
But not so much when the meeting is going to be because this
is
a public agenda. That's one of those things we've got to work out. Like for example, things that do not require any other participation, like the T Highway, no one's going to present that. That's just basically a vote and a little discussion and a vote. But KDOC, we're having Great River Engineering and Road and Bridge in for that. So I lean toward, that's why we put the time slots on the agenda request form to know how much time each person's requesting.
I told Great River to be here at approximately 10:30-ish.
Okay. Okay. As Randy walks in at 9:30. So anyway, I'm a proponent of time slots, but that's me, but I will follow. I mean, like in, for example, today, it would have been great not to have a time slot. We could just keep on going.
Well, I'll do whatever you gentlemen would like.
If we look at the very beginning, when we call the meeting to order, the prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, approval of minutes, even if we have discussion, we're either going to approve or we're going to table. And accounts payable still takes, even with discussion, really takes no time at all. Journal entries, transfers. We can do all that within a 5-minute period of time.
Correct.
And
gentlemen, can I have some input? I mean,
you know what my
argument has been all along? When I go to a City of Branson meeting or I go to a City of Forsyth meeting or anywhere else, I get there when the meeting opens, and whenever the flow of the meeting runs straight through, they take a recess whenever they get tired or need to use facilities or whatever. So I can't see that, and I have been a strong proponent of doing county business of a morning and taking care of it all, and I don't like the disruption of having a time slot there, and then we are bound by law to hold it at that particular time. I like to move through the agenda and get the work done, and then
Let's do this. Let's take the time slot off at 9:30. We're going to have the sunshine discussion with Tom Dirk, and maybe there is something specific that we need to, because I know that we have to specify when we're going to have a discussion to prove it's 24 hours in advance. I don't know if it's required to have a specific time on every item. I don't know that answer. But until what would be April 13th, which is three more sessions, take the 9:30 and we'll just line it all up at 9 o'clock and see how it flows, but then also ask Mr. Durkin that specific question when it's appropriate. Because we may get some direction that way.
We could, but what he's going to tell you, I believe, is you can do it either way you want. My thought is what works best for the public. So, and I'm amenable to doing what you're saying, which is what you're saying as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave that open, work straight through for now.
On our calendar, on our website, we have to put times. So a lot of times the public looks at that thinking a certain meeting is at 10 o'clock, and then it would start at 9:20.
Well, if we...
I don't understand. When you say you have to put times, what do you mean by that?
When we put items into the computer to be put onto our calendar on our website, there are time slots.
On the calendar.
On the calendar.
Not on the,
that is the way IT has set up the calendar on our website. I can go back to Sean if you'd like and have him.
What's our agenda look like for Thursday?
We've canceled that day.
We did. Wednesday? Tuesday?
The only item on for Thursday is agenda request review.
Okay.
There is so much business that takes a yes, no, vote, whatever, and then there is so much business that when it enters into discussion, that gets into a longer period of time. And I know in the past, and I'm not living in the past, but I do know that we have taken and moved when people come into this meeting and somebody hasn't shown up, that we have adjusted our agenda at that time to go ahead and do county business, and then when that person shows up, we bring them in and talk about whatever an engineer or whatever it is that's being discussed at that time. I just want a meeting of county business to flow through the meeting and not be recessing after every 5 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever. I'll do it any way you want to, but I just absolutely would rather be talking about business as recessing.
Well, I can't argue with that. That's exactly where I'm headed. Maybe we should take a look at what items that we know are just going to be a yes, no, or just a mention, and try to schedule those first, but we can chat about that. But right now, we're just going to work straight through, and that's what you've proposed for the next...
Till the 13th.
4 weeks, all right?
Yep.
And then the afternoon meetings that are scheduled, I'll start them at 1 o'clock and do the same.
Well, we have to post public comment, too. That's something we agree to until a couple more weeks. I think we said 4 weeks of at the 2 o'clock time slot and then take feedback.
Okay.
So for at least a couple more weeks until we bring it back up.
Okay. Would you also like me to do that for Thursday, because Thursday is your other normal meeting day, excluding this Thursday?
Just 1 o'clock on the afternoons on Thursdays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just something to think about. If you have four major conversations and you have four major entities that are going to be involved in an afternoon meeting or a morning meeting, and you tell them we're scheduling everyone for 9 o'clock, and they come and sit for 3 hours before their time comes up, it's just something we need to find a happy medium.
Doctor's
office. Just something to be thinking about. I will ponder that and talk with some people.
But I think that's irrelevant, Ron, if she tells them to be here at, if we have a four major discussions and she tells somebody to be here at 10 o'clock, and then she can say, you've got two other people in front of you, so I'm saying that it'll probably be somewhere around 10:30, then you've kind of, you don't have to go into the time slot business then, because some discussions might last 30 minutes, and some might last 5.
But we're all asking everyone to submit how much time they're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing is we're trying to, let's just try it without the time slots and go on, and we've already spent almost 15 minutes talking about that. So I just say let's take the 9:30 off and go that way.
What else do you have, Nikki?
That's all I have.
Gentlemen, what's posted next is work session, personnel, courthouse policy, meeting, and agenda process. Underneath that, cost share option for county employees.
I had posted that, sir.
Yes.
We offer variable types of policies when it comes to benefits, so such as if you're a full-time employee, you're entitled to full benefits. If you're a three-quarter hourly employee, which basically is a 30-hour week employee, it's 75% county, 25% employee contribution. We also have a 50%, which is if you're a 20-hour employee, they are entitled, under this old policy, 50% of the health care. What are you looking for? Right, I said. Yeah. So under our loggers and surf program, if you work 1,000 hours, they are entitled to that retirement option. However, we could still, from a cost perspective, we had talked last week when we were reviewing or I was, I guess I should, I talked about this last week to a few people about possibly eliminating the 50% cost share of health benefits to any new employees. There's one employee taking advantage of that right now, which they would be grandfathered in, but not going forward with any health benefits if you're basically a part-time employee. So that was what I posted. I wanted to have a discussion, and then my hope was to vote to abolish the 50% cost share program for health benefits. And once again, reiterating, if anybody's listening, whoever's, I know there's one individual right now on that program, that would not affect them whatsoever. It would just prevent anybody else from being able to use that program. I just, once again, part-time employee, utilizing it's a very expensive.
What did you say?
Oh, that's the person who's utilizing it. So that's what I posted this for.
That's the list of employees that currently take advantage
of that program?
No, all of them.
Right. We knew there was four on the 25% and one on the 50%.
That one just added, but that's how they...
Right.
We have four.
Well, you need it in the form. Are you making a motion?
Well, I just want to have a little discussion. Yeah, I'll move to abolish the 20-hour week at 50% premium option for the county employees. That's my motion.
For all new employees. Yeah,
the grandfather would be the grandfather.
Yes.
That one would be.
And I'll second your motion.
Okay. Yeah, the whole thing was just, this is a policy that just, I would like to do away with.
Motion has been made and seconded to do away with the existing policy, allowing any employee working 20 hours a work week to pay 50% of their premiums on the different benefits that we offer.
Now, the motion excludes
loggers. Excluding retirement.
Correct.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
The future employees and grandfathers in the person, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Amendment for engineering services relating to the biosolids project is the next order of business on the agenda.
Bob, you've reviewed it?
Yes. And
recommendations?
Yes. The comments I made was that there should be a secretary attest from the sewer board. And on top of that, spell out the presiding commissioner's name, and the certifications should say amendment to or agreement amendment rather than the agreement itself. Other than that, everything seems as to form just fine.
And it reads Amendment to Agreement for Engineering Services, and I'll read the whereases. HDR Engineering Incorporated Engineer entered into an agreement on September 15, 2010 to perform engineering services for Taney County Regional Sewer District, owner of Missouri Sewer District. Owner desires to amend this agreement in order for engineer to perform services beyond those previously contemplated. Engineer is willing to amend the agreement and perform the additional engineering services. It then sets out the therefore is that the engineer, owner, and commission do hereby agree, and it speaks to the changes within.
So this is just an amendment to the existing agreement we've got in place at the 50.
Has this been approved by the sewer district?
Yes, it has not been signed by the sewer district. Mr. Cummings wanted to wait until I had reviewed it, and my changes are minor. I mean, they're...
They voted to approve and move forward.
Yes.
Does what I have in front of me have incorporated the changes that you have made, or you suggested?
I don't believe so. I delivered them to HDR on Friday. I don't know.
There's two copies. Here's the other copy.
No, these do not have.
Mr. Zimmerman, how timely!
HDR. Wow.
Do you have the changes I suggested, Mike?
Yes, I have them. Copies here.
Thank you.
Would you do that?
You listen to the internet and ran over here? We either need to move your office closer. Or...
I just got here in my room. I went in there. Here.
I'd recommend some workout time, Mr. Zimmerman.
Pains me to see a young man breathing so hard at this time of day.
I don't have the changes. We have the originals.
There's changes that you wanted.
Okay.
You made the changes.
And then I've got the change copies. Yeah. Here's the ones with the changes built into
Okay.
That's so you can back check.
Okay. And again, they were very minor.
Yeah. He's got the T-Highway deal, too.
Yeah. You got the T-Highway.
Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to approve the amendment to agreement for engineering services.
So moved.
I'll second your motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the amendment to agreement for engineering services as reviewed and
with the changes
amended by County Council. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. Is there two copies I need to sign, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Sign,
please. Approach.
Should there not be three copies, one for the sewer board as well?
Yes. Please, Jim. Yeah.
We're going to make a copy and then.
I've got some more.
Do you have a copy? Here's the one.
There you go. This is two.
Oh, you can give us three. You give us three. Never mind.
Oh, you want, you're going to want one for your...
We'll make a copy upstairs. Okay. We'll give them upstairs.
May I briefly tell you what the schedule is while you're signing those?
Sure.
Now, the next step is we're going to be... I'm pre-selecting the equipment. We'll be pre-selecting the dryer and the centrifuges. So we also we've been having the centrifuges companies come out and make presentations, and there's one on the 23rd at Hollister, another one at Centrifuges that you're welcome to come to.
23rd in Hollister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know the last one, and I was out of town, so I couldn't make the last one. So.
Let me double check that date real quick. And then once the, that way we'll have the equipment, we'll have an actual bid price on the equipment, and we'll design around that. We'll make the final design go that much smoother.
Can I ask you a question there, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Why did Kimberly City vote to exit the project?
I think, evidently, okay.
I mean, their watershed is right on the lake.
I wasn't at those meetings, okay? I can just tell you what I was told. Evidently, they believe that their sewer rates are very, very high. At this point in time, they're having some financial difficulties, even though those weren't expressed. So my belief is that they felt that the additional cost was too much for them at this time. But they did say they want to revisit it at a later date.
Okay. It was in the paper, so I know that it's common knowledge now. But
it's going to be the 23rd at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's where it's going to be at Hollister. They're going to have the Algal Lava Company centrifuge there. Then our final schedule is complete design, get it approved this year, and hopefully start construction the first part of next year and have everything operation the first part of 13. Still, slow schedule.
Great. So these are the old. I have the old ones that I've. No, these are the new ones. If you want to take these to Nikki, she'll make sure they all get signed.
Okay, I'll do that.
Those are the signed ones.
And we'll get them to the chairman of the civil board, and we'll be rocking them.
Great.
And you'll get a copy back to us, right, Mike? Thank you, sir. Very much.
No, thank you.
This is the old stuff.
We better have scheduled a little bit today.
We didn't know we had a schedule. I think that.
Whoops.
Sorry, that was a jab. Sorry about that, Commissioners.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman.
That's what I was putting out with this.
No.
He goes with this.
Cost apportionment agreement for the T Highway project?
Right here.
I saw Mr. Randy. Where is he?
That was for KDOT.
That was for KDOT. Ah. So we can go ahead and take care of this.
I have
comments
on this. My computer was down Friday, so I've reviewed it since Friday. And what this is an agreement to improve the intersection at T Highway and 76. And the total estimated project cost is $439,000. And of that $439,000, the state is responsible for half, and the county is responsible for half, which comes to $219,500. We're given $30,000 credit for the design of the project, and we're to remit a check to the commission in the amount of $189,500, which is the balance of the $219,500. No later than August 29th, 2011. Some issues that I have with the agreement, there's no upper limit stated. It says that if there's to be any additional costs when it goes out for bid, that we pay half and the state pays half. And any savings, because it comes in under, we'll get half of and they'll get half. But if there's any grants, federal monies, whatever, it will reduce the state's portion, won't reduce our portion. But there is no upper limit, which there needs to be an accounting officer certification. And without that, I'd feel a little queasy if I were the accounting officer. I don't think it'll come in much over, and it may even come in under. But we're not specifically told what it's going to cost. And I just thought I'd let you know that.
The 439 was the estimate from Great River. Since that 430 number came from Great River, that's in the contract. So just talking to the commissioners, that's in talking to Spencer through this whole process, Dan, you remember the process from the fall. Mm-hmm. He thought that number was
safe.
That was a very safe number, even at that number.
The total cost was taken from basic design of the Coon Creek project, and virtually identical in design. So that's how they come up with that figure, Bob. I'm with you as far as I think there should be a total not to exceed.
But there's no way to do that. I mean,
well, you've got to understand the lawyer talk. I mean, in probate, we talk about the fertile octogenarian rule. We assume, for purposes of the law, that an 80-year-old can have a child. So it may not go over $439,000, but it's always possible that it could even be double or triple that, even though it doesn't seem that it could, and it's not likely that it could.
I mean, the thing that we are fighting for, just remembering, reminding people listening in, is that we were making sure that MoDOT would put in, if it goes up, they cover half. If it goes down, we get half back. Because at one time, they were saying, we're going to put $219,000 in, and that's it. But if it goes down, we get to reduce. But if it goes over, you pay the difference. So at least those changes were in there. I mean, for those listening, this was one of the MoDOT's most dangerous intersections they had in Taney County. From an accident, not from fatality, but from accident. And this was on their project list 2016 was the next time they were able to fund this project. Danny and I went to Frank Miller during a discussion we had here and asked him if he would move it up and do a 50-50 cost share because of the Tiger II grant discussions we had. And he said he would be more than happy to find, because it was a high need list for them, or high need road on their list. And so because the money's so tight, MoDOT said, we'll do it if you can match the funds.
There were several reasons, Jim, and I'm glad you brought that up, is the fact that it was a Tiger II application at one time, and then it was brought back to the county commission as a cost share instead of a Tiger II because of the 2016 mark.
Right.
We considered it high priority as they did, but we decided that we were going to get something done. We weren't going to wait till 2016. Citizens at risk, most unsafe intersection in the county. So it's time to move forward, and we took steps to not pursue the Tiger grant on it, which could be turned down, but to go ahead and get this thing in process and to...
And you said something reminded me. This is the first project that our Transportation Advisory Board took on. This is the one that they reviewed, came up off the, out of their list, and they said this is an important intersection improvement. So this is, I think this is the first project that they started off that list that they have been meeting on, and that's where they were intricately involved in this.
And that helps big time on with MoDOT, with the citizens of this county. When we have a transportation board that not only the county commission sees the need, but they prioritize it as the top list, that in itself tells us that we need to get something done. I don't want somebody to get hurt in 2016 if I can avoid it by getting a project done.
I could just express my other concerns, and then you guys can
yep.
do what you want to. Venue, paragraph 14, talks about being in Cole County, which is Jefferson City, which is standard in all of their contracts. While we may not like it, I don't think they'll agree to anything but Cole County. Paragraph 16, if you do approve this contract, you need to cross off city in the last line and write in county and initial it, because we're not a city, we're a county. Number 20, that's the old ambiguity clause, which basically says if there's any ambiguity in the interpretation of any of the provisions herein, it won't be normally the person who drafts a document, it'll be held against them if there's anything that's not clear. They're saying we didn't draft this document and you had lots of input into the document. I just don't think that's true, but
it's standard.
It's pretty standard. Other than that, there needs to be a certification of the accounting officer on there, and there is an area for a test and approved as to form by me, but we need a certification of the accounting officer.
So that's a, just an attached sheet you can provide?
Yes.
Do we want to get all those things put to this and then vote on it a little bit later, or can we vote with that without that signature page?
I didn't draft this. I don't have a copy of this on my computer, so I can't just quickly make any changes. I can add a page, and I can do that fairly quickly for the accounting officer. So you just have to cross off city and initial it.
And I've done this on these two contracts.
I don't have it open to the right page.
Well, I've got it on my computer, and I can just... Actually, if the only change you're going to make is city to county, I can provide the accounting officer certification for his signature.
Okay.
So you gentlemen are comfortable with the possible overages, if there
or
would
underages.
Be any? Or underages. We
half
can be
full, half empty.
Yeah.
Cup here.
You're comfortable with that?
Yes, I am.
Is it the state that's undertaking the project? It's not the county that's...
It's the,
doing the construction.
No, it's
actually, the state is going to put it out for bid. We are indemnifying them for any negligence on our part is also in here, but it's going to be a contractor hired by the state.
Rick, did you have a comment?
Without it having a maximum on there, it's kind of hard for me to sign that. You guys read the certification of the accounting officer, what it says? What I say when I sign that is that there's monies there to cover that, and I'm like you guys, I don't feel too uncomfortable with it the way it is, but at the same time, if there's no maximum on it, I do have kind of a little bit of a problem with that. You can see that.
The only thing I would ask is, would you look at the Coon Creek, how we signed the Coon Creek, or did we do Coon Creek?
We did. I don't remember.
No, it was cost share.
Well, technically, Rick, as far as your certification as accounting officer with some, I'm guessing, $8 million in the two funds, there's monies that are available to be tapped to pay for it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't feel very uncomfortable.
If it's worded properly, he'd have less problem with it, and I think I can do that.
I listened to both because I was not involved in this, and it was an agreement. Obviously, it was struck with the prior commission. But in listening to the dialogue and the questions from both Danny and Jim and the statements that were made, it seems like this is almost a no-brainer to move forward if the state's going to take one of the top priorities at the dangerous intersection in our county and fund this, that we should move forward on it. But and I like the fact that we're encouraged by the engineer's estimate that that's probably high.
Could we not use that 439 in the contract as the high-end number for you, and then if there's a, if we need to do an amendment,
I could certify that much, and if something happens.
I would just certify that much and then go from there.
What I'd do is certify that and say, and if it were to run double that, there would be enough money in the fund to handle it.
Right. If, I would just use that number since the engineering used their numbers from the Coon Creek and all that. So,
on the I feel way more comfortable with this than I did the roundabout. The roundabout had 40% of the overages, which I voted against, but the 40% of the overages to be paid by the county, no matter what the cost was, and I thought that was totally ridiculous. So this is a design that we have already seen in place, and so I feel comfortable with it.
All right, I'm going to move that we approve the cost apportionment agreement for Highway 76 and T Highway with changes, with the signature page added, correct? Is that
certification of the accounting officer.
Certification of the accounting officer.
Second. Did you make that in the form of a motion?
I did, sir. I guess we all have to sign this.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement between Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County. For the construction and enhancement of the intersection at routes 76 and T in Taney County as part of the state highway system. As amended, and with the
signature
page of the accounting officer. Excuse me for slowing up on that. I'm sure it's the meds. is there any discussion, gentlemen?
The only discussion that there needs to be on that would be that in 2016, which I'm sure the press is going to catch up on that number, that
I'm going off the memory. I'm pretty sure it was 2016.
I'm sure it was too, Jim. But what I'm saying is that's when they would start the process.
That's when they funded it. Yeah, it would
that's
be whenever
it wouldn't be until 2018 or so before that project would even enter into their scope of reality. So
can I throw one more thing just for those listening in? This redesign of this intersection provides turning lanes, which is a big thing that people need to know. It's a turning lane from both directions, off of T Highway and off of 76. It gives a turning lane if you're coming in from Kirbyville, turning right on T Highway. There's a deceleration lane also added there. If you're coming from the Mount Branson side, it gives you a turning lane going left on a T Highway. So it's an overall realignment of it. If it's very similar to the Coon Creek intersection where there's definitive intersection versus how it was. But that's what it gives you turning lanes is the biggest thing there, which is a huge safety advantage. So that's what the redesign is. It's not signaled. It's still a stop sign for T Highway. But and it doesn't take the hairpin the turn out of it because we're not acquiring any easements with it. This whole project is working within the easement structure. This is just a fixing of a widening of that area within the easements that have already been provided.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Gentlemen, if we'll take just a moment for the three of us to sign, and then we'll have whomever fill in the rest of the information that's needed. Bob, you're going to come up with the attestation from the accounting officer. Should he not already have a page on his computer, I wonder, that
pretty full? I have a few of them.
You
on
do
my
also.
Computer,
I meant the accounting officer, but okay.
passing that. Can't make fun of my signature yet. I haven't signed it, Ron.
I just thought you were using a light pen.
Thank you so much.
And if Randy is listening, we're awfully close to the KDOC discussion. Goes with that.
Goes with it. Let me make a note on that.
Is there any need for me to be here during the KDOC discussions?
I don't think so, Bob. If you have other things that you need to be doing, I think it's just a presentation by Mr. Spencer Jones of Great River Engineering to the County Commission on elevations of 20-year, 10-year, and 50-year flood.
We're going to take a recess design until we find out where Mr. Spencer is.
Yeah, he's at Randy Whispered. Mayor said he'd be here at 10:30.
Okay, well, let's
stand in recess till 10:30, gentlemen.